The clue to what the ancient Egyptians did to Pyramus 3,000 years ago lies hidden in the middle of an unassuming field in modern-day Conti. Here are the feet of one of the many colossal statues that Ramesses the Great built at Pyramus. The rest of the statue is somewhere else.
Pity he's not all with us. There's bound to be some displacement to be expected. But the rest of him will turn up somewhere.
The feet of some statues at Tanis had been left behind at Kontir when the ancient Egyptians did something incredible. They moved their city. And they moved it to where the new branch of the Nile now flowed.
Pyramus was abandoned, and a new town, new residence was built up along the Tanitic branch of the Nile. This was Tanis.
It was at last possible to solve the mystery at the heart of the story of Pyramus, how it ended up being in two places at once. About 150 years after Ramesses' death, when the river around Pyramus silted up, the city ceased to function. Unwilling to abandon this splendid place, the ancient Egyptians decided to move the entire city to where the Nile had moved to. Slowly, Pyramus was disassembled block by block, statue by statue. It was a monumental feat, undertaken to keep alive one of the greatest cities ever created. The largest statues weighed up to 1,000 tons.